Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Ovik Roy. Ovik is senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, the author and the chief cost accountant over at the healthcare policy blog, Apothecary, which is, I know that's on Forbes.com, right? Right, Ovik?
Yep. Blog.forbes.com/A Roy.
There you go. And then also your the Manhattan Institute site. I know this, they've got a lot of your stuff there too, manhattan-institute.org. We're talking about Medicare. We were just recently talking in the previous segment about the truth about which party will do the most damage or help Medicare. One of the big discussions right now is the combination of Medicare and private insurance as augmenters, right? The private insurance may be augmenting Medicare, right?
Yep.
So tell us about that. What do you know about this?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Right now there's the Medicare Advantage program that a quarter of seniors across the country are on, and that's basically Medicare administered by private insurers. And those private insurers have been doing a nice job of improving the quality and the cost efficiency of the Medicare program.
For example, my mother is on that, and I'm her legal guardian and conservator. I pay the bills for her, and her bill is $129 a month for that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good system, and again, it's been growing in popularity. So 10 years ago, maybe 15 or 12% of seniors are on it. Now it's 24. It's kind of doubled. So it's been a program that I think a lot of younger seniors, because they're used to having private insurance, and so they were happy with their private insurance when they were working, and they're very comfortable.
But it's basically seamless to the patient. I mean, the patient.
Yeah.
It's just basically you're taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. So one thing I was talking about on my blog this past week is could we expand that idea to the rest of Medicare? So insurers have more of a role in managing Medicare patients in the traditional Medicare program.
Right.
And there are ways to do that. So, for example, what a lot of large businesses do, as you know, Jim, is they self-insure. So if you've got a big company that, employs 2,000 people, it's more efficient for you to just pay directly for all their health care costs, because they're kind of an insurance pool,
and of themselves. Right. You can do some self-insuring.
Yeah, and you can even pay an insurance company to administer those claims and negotiate with the doctors and hospitals. But that's called an administrative services only plan, because the insurer isn't taking any financial risk. They're basically, the company is taking the financial risk of paying for everything, but the insurer is managing all the contracts.
But these are for your employees who are typically not on Medicare, right?
Correct. But the point of the article I wrote this week was to suggest you could do the same thing with Medicare. Mm-hmm. So you could have private insurers administer the plans but not take the financial risk, where they're saying basically, whereas in Medicare Advantage, they are actually taking the financial
risk
and charging the premiums. In the case of traditional Medicare, you could have this kind of administrative standpoint.
Where they're
taking charge, and just you're kind of outsourcing the administration of the plans. And that could be useful to traditional Medicare, because insurers are much better at playing hospitals off each other to get the best deal, managing patients. So if you got diabetes, making sure that you're
doing
the right
thing. So Medicare would be the fiduciary or the provider of last resort, and the private insurance company would be managing the account, but not necessarily responsible for the exposure.
The private insurers wouldn't have the financial exposure. The government would still pay for
but
the
why,
claim.
Why would they be called the insurers at that point then?
Well, they're not really insurers. That's just to get very technical.
So you're saying let somebody else administer it, take the administration away from Medicare, and let the government basically just fund it, not really run it.
Exactly. And that's exactly what large employers who sell.
Now, is this something who's proposing this?
You know, there's proposals out there. You know that
this is
that,
not part of Ryan's plan.
This is not part of any sort of political plan. This is just something I wrote about because it's something that's been kind of percolating out there in the private sector.
The reason this makes sense is the same reason why health savings accounts is the enemy of Obamacare and universal health care. Because I had a procedure done a couple of years ago, 4 years ago actually, almost 5 years ago, just a screening procedure that could have cost that would have cost the insurance company $6,000. Since I'm self-insured, I paid for it myself, and when I got through negotiating, it was less than $2,000.
Right.
And so my point is the folks you're talking about in this private management of company, private insurance for Medicare, they would do the same thing.
Exactly. They would negotiate those prices on your behalf.
And that's the enemy, folks. That is marketplace negotiating. That's marketplace as business, as healthcare business. Now you're a customer. I mean, sorry, you're not just a patient. You're a customer now, and that is the enemy of universal healthcare and Obamacare.
And you know, and that's an important contrast to draw, because the way Medicare is currently run, and Obamacare really amplifies this, is it has all these sort of millions of price controls for fees that doctors and hospitals get paid for
right.
every little thing, and the way that the government and politicians have tried to cut costs in the Medicare program is by lowering those fees, by paying doctors less, by paying hospitals less,
which,
and effectively driving them out of business.
Which winds up gutting the marketplace, the providers.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Ovik, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Ovik to report to us on this information we've been getting that Obamacare is going to significantly increase the ranks of public sector unions. But we'll be right back on that after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.